Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Martin can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another great weekend. Oh, I tell you, the last couple weekends for me have been a little difficult, but Elise, I'm so glad that you are here with me. How are you doing?
Thank you for having me.
Okay, go ahead. Our mics weren't on, but we're all good now. So,
I'm just saying thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah. Well, we have a great show for you today, and you know, I hope that if you're just waking up, starting your day in a positive way, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. And Tom, how you doing?
Everything's well over here. Kim, beautiful Saturday.
There you go. And okay, we've got some really great giveaways. I want to make sure everybody's got that phone number, and that phone number is 805-419-0008. I want to make sure that you are following us on Facebook, on Twitter, and Instagram, all those places that you can have more chances to win. Also, our website, KimPaganoShow.com. You can listen to all of our back shows there. But not only that, is we have our own podcast, and all you have to do is go on iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. So with that, I do want to introduce our first guest that's going to be on with us, and that is Natasha. And it is, I'm hoping she'll probably correct me, but Trenaviv. And we're going to be talking about, she's a world-renowned expert in probiotics. I always want to find out about that. That's kind of a mystery to me. I'm like, okay, how does that help you? How often do you need to take them? Anyway, so we're going to be talking with her about that. And then we've got Mike Latanzio. We're going to be talking about Studio Channel Islands Collector's Choice event. That's right here in the 805. And I'd love to get everybody there. I think it's going to be really great. What's really interesting is you get to go there and then you end up with a collector's choice of a piece of art to come home with. So do you know anything about that?
Always nice to have local art.
I love that.
So, it's original for sure.
Yeah, it's just I love having like a piece of everybody, something that they made that's amazing. So anyways, again, I do want to remind everybody, if you're just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I also want to do a little motivation and start your day in a positive way. You were given this life because you are strong enough to live it. And let me tell you, I've been tested the last couple of weeks a lot, but it's all about, you know, showing up, walking through it, and just, you know, being there, being who you are, who you were meant to be, your best gift. I do want to also say thank you for all the calls from all of my listeners out there that called in and said, I don't want to win anything. I just want to give back and really just tell you that, you know, losing my mom is just been really difficult for me. It's something that is so final, and you just don't ever realize that. So anyways, I really appreciate all the phone calls. With that, I want to talk about some of our great giveaways for this morning. So Tom, do you want to talk about that?
Oh, we start off with early morning on a Saturday. Why not Pete's Breakfast House? Have a hearty breakfast with the freshest ranch, eggs, and farm produce in town, 2055 East Main Street, Ventura. Also the Midtown Cafe. Grab a local organic beverage or pastry on your way back to work, 2991 Loma Vista Road, once again in Ventura, and the Urbane Cafe for a healthy gourmet brunch located at 4960 Telephone Road in Ventura. Shen Yun, we've heard so much about this, experience the divine culture, and that's going to be at the Cavalli Theater, March 22nd and 23rd in Thousand Oaks. It moves to Northridge, Santa Barbara, and out to L.A. too. And finally, Studio Channel Islands hosting their annual Collector's Choice fundraiser Saturday, March 12th. Sounds like a great time. You can win tickets to enjoy cocktails and dinner and view art from the most compelling pools of Ventura County's emerging talent. And we have one of the great art communities in California.
We really do. I know. I love that. Anyways, of course, let's start off with Pete's Breakfast House, and always a great place to have breakfast and just, you know, fresh, and it's just a hearty breakfast. So I'd love to get somebody over there. And we've got a gift certificate for two. And of course, that is located right here in Ventura on 2055 East Main Street, and I'd love to get that. So again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Also, I do want to remind you that we are here till 8 o'clock, and again, I would love to have you join us throughout all our shows, and then we come back again from 2 to 3, and again, it's all different guests, and we're all good to go. So let's bring our first guest on. And again, I do want to remind you of our phone number here, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And again, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. Let's bring on our first guest, Natasha. Natasha, how do you pronounce your last name?
Natasha Trenez.
Trenez. Okay, I was pretty close. There you go. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I've been spreading the words about probiotics for over 45 years. And I actually brought the word to the health food industry in the early 1980s. I didn't invent the word, but before my time, there was no such category. And the only thing that people knew was acidophilus and some dead yogurt pills.
Yeah, that is so true. Natasha, tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Well, yes, I have been a researcher, a formulator, developmental scientist in the field of probiotics for over 45 years. I was brought into the family yogurt business when I graduated UCLA in 1970. And the name of the company was Continental Culture Specialists, and we were the first ones to produce a premier Bulgarian-style natural yogurt to the health food industry and introduce it in the mid-1960s. Mm. And, in that era, there was no refrigerators in health food stores. There was no food sections. And so I was a true pioneer because not only did I have to sell them the yogurt, I had to tell them that they should be selling real food like juices and yogurt. And we were able to expand our business by getting the stores to bring in refrigerators. And I told them that health foods are perishable and refrigeration was vital if they were going to sell natural organic foods.
Wow, that's great. So let me ask you a question. Why are the trillions of bacteria residing in the human intestinal tract, sometimes called, I guess, our second brain? What is that all about?
Well, okay, it's actually the 100 trillion bacteria that are in our gut, and that means we're 90% bacteria and only 10% human cells, are an integral part in communicating with the 100 billion neurons that are line our gut as well, and that's called the second brain. And the second brain has its own nervous system called the enteric nervous system, which is connected to the vagus nerve and directly connects to the first brain. So an upset in the balance of these beneficial bacteria in the gut will have a profound effect on how our neurons in our gut behave and whether or not we're able to think clearly, not experience depression or anxiety, and basically, you know, have a healthy brain function.
Wow, and it's all located in our gut. I mean, you hear a lot about leaky gut. You hear, different diseases that we have now, and it seems like everything's really is it what we eat, or is it just connected to our gut, our internal?
Well, it's a 2-hour lecture, but let me give you the executive summary.
Okay.
Now we have 27 feet of GI tract. The 27 feet of GI tract, is the gateway to everything inside our body. And there's gates on that intestinal tract, and the bacteria are there, the second brain is there with our nervous system, and 70 to 80% of our immune cells. So what the immune cells are working in tandem with the beneficial bacteria to keep out the toxic pathogenic bacteria, to make sure that they get eliminated through our feces and not compromise the integrity of those gates on the intestinal wall, so that they can get into our, bloodstream and our renal system to cause more problems. So it's like a constant battle. It's probably the most bizarre science fiction thriller you can imagine, except it's the truth and happening inside of you every second that you're awake.
That's so interesting. I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, right here in the 805. We're talking with Natasha Trenev. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. And we're talking about, now, do you have a book? I don't have that you have a book, right?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a book?
Yes. The book is called Probiotics, Nature's Internal Healers. It's now published by Penguin Putnam.
And I must not have got it yet then. Okay, perfect. Okay.
Yeah, and then I have another book. It's called The Power of Probiotics, The Secrets to Great Health.
Oh, I love it. Okay, I hope that those are on the way for me, because it's a mystery to me, the probiotics and how they help you. And I know that you talked about yogurt, and I obviously that used to just be the only one we knew about, but now you walk into Whole Foods or any of the places and there's such a huge choice. You don't know which one's which, right?
That's the unfortunate thing, because as the author of the 2 probiotic labeling standards and one that was read into congressional record in 1994, it's really a tragedy, because this is such an important issue, and that's why I've dedicated my life to it. Virtually 99% of the people who sell the products in your health food store and in mass market don't make the products themselves.
Mm.
They use contract manufacturing, and they just slap their name and do all the marketing. And obviously more of the money goes into marketing and, is persuading the consumer rather than doing the right thing and making the right product and then educating the consumer what they need to buy.
Wow. So what would you recommend then? So with all this confusion, how do we find the right one that's going to really help us?
Well, first of all, I always try to keep it simple, because people always tell me, don't get too technical, Natasha.
You seem like you're born technical, right?
Yeah. Well, you know what? Life is technical. And when you learn your operating system on your iPhone, you're getting technical, aren't you?
Right.
And you're doing that because you want your iPhone to function. And understanding your gut is probably more important than understanding your operating system in your iPhone, because that's what's going to keep you going and disease-free so that you don't end up in a nursing home.
Mm, wow, that's so true. Now, let me ask you a question.
I'm getting back to the criteria. First of all, forget about all those products that claim to be shelf-stable and sit on the shelf. Because what they're talking about is that, the organisms are stable under ideal laboratory conditions. And those conditions are, get no hotter than 72 to 80 degrees. And there's no such temperature in transport and warehousing. And then second of all, that most consumers, when they see stuff sitting on the shelf, they're, not used to handling perishable stuff, and they'll just throw the bacteria in a hot trunk, they'll put it on a windowsill, And this is from, you know, more than 40 years of experience listening to consumer and their, you know, perception of perishables. So not only did the bacteria have to survive manufacturing and processing, they have to be able to survive shipping, warehousing, and, you know, getting to your store. And then third, they have to be able to survive the stomach acid and to do you any good. And if not all of those criteria are met, you're never going to experience the true amazing health benefits of a great probiotic beneficial bacteria.
Wow. So, Natasha, what are some of the signs that we can know if we're probiotic deficient? And also, you know, we need to take a really quick break. Will you stay on with us?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. I'd be more than happy.
Okay, great. When we come back, we'll talk about that, how we know what we need. I do want to do a giveaway, and I'd love to get some Shen Yun tickets out to somebody out there. What a great show. I mean, God, you walk around and all you see is all their advertisements. Like, it's like they came into town. And I saw it last year, and I can't wait to see it again this year. That's going to be all the way through March 22nd, all the way to April 24th. And I'd love to get somebody a pair of tickets. Call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I would.
Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, composite tile, and slabs. Through February, we're offering up to 75% off on slabs and prefabs in the slab yard, with travertine and porcelain starting at just $149 per square foot. Call us today and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. 805-604-1568. That's 805-604-1568. Or visit us online at www.surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA. We'll make your dream home a reality.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500. Help Susan G. Komen, Los Angeles County, eradicate breast cancer by racing for the cure. 25% of net funds raised fund research. The other 75% provides local funding for crucial breast health services for Los Angelinos in need. Register today at KomenLAcounty.org or call 310-575-3011.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much. I do want to remind everybody that if you haven't already called in for a Pete's Breakfast House or a Shen Yun tickets to go see their great, amazing musical, it's really like a divine cultural experience. Call in right now. You still have time. And the phone number here is 805-419-0008. Also, I'd love to let's get some Urban Cafe. That's a really great healthy gourmet brunch located over there, and we've got a pair of tickets to that. So call in 805-419-0008. All right, we're talking with Natasha Trenev, and we're talking about our probiotics, really, like learning what one really works and which one doesn't. And so you were going to kind of explain to us how we can tell whether we are probiotic deficient.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's very simple. Let me just give you some basics. Since I said we're 90% bacteria and only 10% human cells, our 27 feet of GI tract, which starts at our mouth and ends at the other end, is really our gateway to the outside world. If you think about it, you're ingesting food, water, and air and other liquids through your mouth, and none of that you ingest is sterile. It's all filled with bacteria. And then your stomach acid is supposed to be a barrier for that bacteria to get through. And depending on how efficient your stomach is in breaking down proteins, then the rest of the digestion happens in the small intestine. And, you know, that should all be going down your intestinal tract in an orderly fashion, and it's something we call transit time. So ideally, from the moment you consume food, within 24 hours, you should have elimination. So elimination is vital every day in order to, you know, have a healthy GI tract and to be a healthy person. Some people eliminate more than once a day, which is fine, but not eliminating every day is not fine. So that's your, you know, bellwether. You should be eliminating easily.
So that's one of the, definitely the warning signs.
Yes.
Okay.
That you're deficient and that you're probably engaging in no exercise and a poor diet.
Mm. Okay. Right.
And now, number two is you feel heavy after after meals. Now, how many people have I known that pop pills, and they're not usually good pills, like antacids or something after meals because they feel heavy and they think that by getting rid of the symptom that they've taken care of their problem? And nothing is further from the truth, because when you do anything to disrupt digestion, the undigested food is dropped into your small intestine where it proceeds to rot all the way down your body. And it becomes direct food for all the bacteria, and most of them that attack that undigested food are your not-so-friendly bacteria. So now you're not only not fueling your body, you're not nourishing your body, you're now subjecting your body to in absorbing toxins that are produced by these bacteria that are now attacking this undigested food. So feeling heavy after meals is not a social joke, and it's not something we should ignore, and it's not something we should dismiss.
Wow. I mean, that's pretty to the point right there. I like that. And it's simple to, you know, I mean, we all kind of feel that way, right?
That's right. So you're either not chewing your food, you're eating the wrong food, you don't have enough beneficial bacteria, you're not engaging in some exercise. So that's what you feel after, you know, heavy after meals. So if you whoop down, you know, five slices of pizza in less than 5 minutes, and then you feel like you have lead in your stomach, and then you take something to get rid of that lead, that's like a horrible thing to do to your body. In fact, if you did that to your iPhone, it would probably stop working.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Question. Now, do you see patients, or are you just more of a...
I don't see patients. I'm not a practicing physician, but I've done grand rounds at Cedars-Sinai. I've done grand rounds in the UCLA Medical Center at a time when doctors were not even interested in this. And I do work with many doctors across the country. Right now, I'm privileged to work with a doctor at Stanford. He's run something called the Open Medicine Institute, and he and I are in lock sync that we want to find like-minded physicians that talk about treating each patient holistically. In other words, customizing not only a probiotic supplementation program for each patient, but, you know, giving them specific guidance and specific diet designed for them to regain their health. And I think it's something I want to do before I leave this plane of existence, because unfortunately, after 60 years of health food concepts, the health of our nation is not good. In fact, it's probably worse than it's ever been, and that troubles me deeply.
Mm, wow. And let me ask you a question. Why are you so passionate about this? Is there some kind of a story that you can share with us?
Sure. First of all, it's my personal spiritual belief that the best way to grow spiritually is to serve humanity.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that the money that you make from serving humanity can be used to wonderful things. I always said there's nothing wrong with making money. It's what you do for it and with it that becomes a problem. And so my passion is that I've come to the realization that learning about digestive health is probably the most important thing we can do to reshape the health of our country and get our citizens in better shape. And that's why I'm so committed and so passionate, because I have always known from my research that these bacteria are an essential part of our health, and understanding them from a complex perspective is what's going to change our health. And then not just going on fad diets that somebody dreams up with no scientific reference, not taking some, you know, magic pill that we think was going to help us lose weight, and not, you know, paying attention to doing exercise, even if it's just, you know, 20 minutes of yoga a day, is something that we should all be thinking about, because our body is a biological engine. And in order to have a healthy family, a healthy society and a healthy nation, it starts with the individual. And that's why I'm so passionate about it.
Wow, I love it. Okay. Elise, did you have a question?
Yeah, I did. I don't know much about probiotics, but you're making me concerned. And I'm just wondering, like, where and what probiotics should I be looking for? How much? How often? I really don't know much about this.
Okay, well, you know, great question. And that's why I have a dedicated team that, you know, has the same philosophy as I do. And I can give you an 800 number and you can call. And they will help you structure your own probiotic supplementation program and even provide you with a pamphlet with a, you know, free diet made by a very well-respected physician and, you know, a free pamphlet that gives you a starting exercise program from a world-renowned health and exercise expert. So, you know, we really want to get you better. So the number, if you want to get your free probiotic consultation, is 800-536-4833. Again, 800-536-4833. And really, this is something you should invest more time in, like I said, than your iPhone.
Wow, I love it. Let me ask you one last question. What are we going to find in your books?
Well, in my book, you're going to find, you know, the various ailments that, you know, plague society and give you a background of, you know, how I became interested in this field, why learning about, you know, beneficial bacteria really is a must for your health. And I give, in my book, Nature's Internal Healers, I give you precise amounts of product that you should be taking for various challenges that you have in your health that will help you get to the next level.
Wow. A lot of information. Okay, so I have a question.
I didn't go down the rest of I have three more points.
Please, that's great.
The five warning signs. Well, you know, you're highly susceptible to colds and flu. Now that I've told you that 70 or 80% of your immune cells are in that intestinal wall, and, you know, those immune cells are irritated by bacteria and especially by chemical compounds that bacteria will make in order to irritate the immune cells so that they can get inside your bloodstream. So if your immune system is overwhelmed by all this food that's undigested and that's fueling the bad bacteria, it doesn't really have enough capacity to protect you from colds and flu. So a large number of people have found that when they take the right probiotic supplement and they change their diet and do exercise, they don't have colds and flu every year. You shouldn't be having colds and flu if you're very healthy. And then number four, you have poor mental focus. And how many friends do we have that can't focus even for 30 seconds, let alone for the rest of the day?
Yeah.
You know, and mental focus or foggy brain is caused by the lack of proper nourishment that's coming up your vagus nerve to your first brain. You know, most people are not aware that about up to 90% of your serotonin is produced in your gut. And serotonin, as you know, is a good feel-good chemical. And your brain needs a lot of it to feel good. So that's, you know, number four. And then number five, you have low energy. Who doesn't know somebody who has low energy?
No, you're saying all of that. I'm sure my listeners are going, okay, where do we get her book, right? Yeah.
I mean, low energy is, and you require... Now, look, I have always stood fast and say that, you know, a couple of cups of coffee a day are wonderful for you. I don't like the dark roast because I think it's not as healthy for you as a, you know, medium roast. But, you know, fresh brewed coffee a couple of times a day is fine. But what I'm talking about is when you need massive amounts of coffee just to get started in the morning and other stimulating factors like, you know, energy drinks. You have low energy, and the whole function of your body is to convert your food into fuel. So you fuel your body and not just feed your body.
So do you have a diet in your book, Natasha?
Yeah, I have a recommendation for diet. But, you know, if you call that number, I have a pamphlet for a very easy diet. It's based on low carbohydrate and low, you know, toxic mold byproducts. In the it was made by a very wonderful doctor. You know, I like to give things simply to people.
Yeah.
I know most books will go into elaborate, you know, recipes and diets, and I think, you know, people are adults. You just give them a few rules. They don't have to be overwhelmed by getting a box of, you know, three CDs and, you know, four pamphlets. And, you know, by the time they open the box, they say, oh, I don't have time for this.
Right. That is true. You're absolutely right. Let me ask you one last question. Should we be taking probiotics every single day?
Oh, yeah, because, and I'll give you one simple reason. There's many, but one simple reason is that 40% of your dry weight fecal matter is bacteria. And the fact that you're under stress and aging, you're depleted of this essential, you know, beneficial bacteria. And so it's like, you know, replenishing or like charging your phone. You know, without charging your phone, you're not shocked if the phone doesn't be
right.
You know,
so let me
work.
So
and it's always amazing to me how we mistreat our body and it still works for us.
Yeah, that's just amazing. I mean, this is so imperative that we really learn this. My question to you is, you know, you had said a long time ago that just by eating yogurt, is that still something
No, unfortunately, yogurt, and I'm talking about plain yogurt, mm-hmm. and I do provide a yogurt starter for people who are diehard plain yogurt eaters. The problem is that we've changed the external environment. We now have dozens of resistant bacteria, and there's far more compromise to our gut flora. If yogurt and unsweetened kefir are wonderful functional foods. In other words, they help to predigest the food and make it much easier for us to assimilate. But they are not the source of what we need is of super strains of beneficial bacteria that's needed in today's environment to tackle the environmental changes that we have brought about by the abuse of antibiotics, the chemicals and toxins that are around us, even if we're eating organic foods. And by the way, most people think that organic foods are bacteria-free. Wrong. Mm. The reason they're organic is because they're loaded with bacteria. So, and a lot of people don't wash their organic foods properly. So because of all those factors, you really need a concentrated form of probiotic bacteria that targets your small intestine, that targets your large intestine, and that targets your transient flora.
Wow. You know what, Natasha, I hope that your books are on the way. When I get them, I would love to have you back.
Yes, I would be more than happy to.
Yeah, this is so, it's really so interesting, isn't it, Elise?
It's very interesting.
Yeah, and I think that it just, God, there's so many things to it of you know, making better, you know, mental focus. There's just the low energy, all those things. Tom, do you have any of those symptoms, you know?
Oh, boy.
I know. I'm sure everybody's listening right now going, okay, I had no idea that it all stems from that. And one last, I know we're done right now, but the autoimmune, you know, different people with autoimmune disease, will this help them?
No, absolutely. Do you know what an autoimmune disease is?
No.
Okay, it's a programming error with your immune system. And what it is that some bacteria or yeast is confusing your immune cells, and they're directed to attack your body, the body cellular structure that most likely corresponds in to their makeup, and so that they can thrive in your body.
Wow!
So it's really a programming error with the immune system. It's called a misdirection, whether it's arthritis, whether it's allergies, you name it. You know, that's what's happening. And by getting your digestive tract back in order, you give your body the chance to start healing itself.
Wow, I love that. All right. Well, Natasha Trenev, give us the name of your book again. I'm sorry because I don't have it here.
Probiotics, Nature's Internal Healers.
Okay.
And my other little book, which I'm going to be updating shortly, is called The Power of Probiotics, The Secrets to Great Health.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for sharing this here on our show, The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. And I hope that you share our show with everyone, and I look forward to having you back.
Oh, my pleasure. And I'll make sure that my person, Dana, gets the books to you, ladies. And thank you so much for your support. And let's get the word out because, you know, I'm bound to, you know, change the health of our nation by getting some real information out.
I love it. I love it. Thank you again, Natasha Trenev. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about the Studio Channel iLens Collector's Choice event. And I've got tickets here. And, of course, I want to invite everybody out there. This is a fundraiser. And, of course, it's Saturday, March 12th. And I'd love to give a pair of tickets right now. Call us at 805. 419-0008, 419-0008. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Michael. He is the CEO of Studio Channel Island. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Looking for a new restaurant to try in Camarillo? Join Mission Oaks Cafe for a fresh and local dining experience. Mission Oaks Cafe now features a new menu, elegant wine pairing nights, authentic Mexican tamale Tuesdays, the Build-A-Burger, ribeye Fridays, live music every weekend, and a full bar. Mission Oaks Cafe can also take care of all your catering orders, big or small. Open 7 days a week. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at missionoakscafe.com.
Do you feel stuck and you just don't know why? Do you find yourself pushing others away? Are you not where you thought you'd be in life? Lorraine Crane, transformational coach and founder of Finding Blind Spots, will help you unblock the barriers you face in your life and move beyond your self-imposed limits. She'll teach you to explore, reveal, and conquer your negative thought process to create positive and productive changes. What are you waiting for? Discover and conquer your blind spots at www.findingblindspots.com. That's www.findingblindspots.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for starting your day in a positive way here with the Kim Pagano Show. And again, it's all about really living your best life, being involved with all these great things that you have happening around our town here. And our next guest, Michael Lentanzio. And Michael, are you there?
Hi, Kim.
How are you? Did I say your name right?
Certainly did.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Well, I'm so glad you're here, and I'm so I'm really pleased to be a part of this great Studio Channel Islands Collector's Choice event. And so this is my first time. I've heard a lot about it, and I keep seeing all the buzz, and I'm excited. Tell everybody about who you are, and of course, again, I want to remind everybody we were just talking about. We've got actually a couple free tickets for somebody to attend this, but this is your annual fundraiser. It's Saturday, March 12th from 6 to 9, and it's all about the art collection, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
So this is actually our second annual event, and what's really neat about this year's event is that we opened it up for to a national and international audience of artists to actually participate and showcase their artwork and actually participate in a contest as well. So it's going to be really a fun event.
So what kind of art is going to be there?
Well, there's going to be a variety of different art, anything from, canvas to ceramics, tapestry. Sky's the limit when it comes to the type of art that you'll see showcased. But just so you know, most of the art's being donated to the cause because this is one of our major fundraising events in the year, but at the same time, these artists can win prizes, so it makes it really, incentive for them to really participate and be judged by a juror who has national credentials.
I love it. So, okay, so we're going to go around and vote and, like, kind of say, oh, I really love this one because of this reason, and then each one of the artists actually get to win?
Yeah, so what happens is, prior to the event, there's a juror, and the juror gets the opportunity to review approximately 250 art submissions for the event, and that's actually what came in this year. And
250?
250 pieces of artwork.
Wow, I love that. Wow, I mean, Tom and I were talking about how this is such an artsy town, and that just prevails right there.
Yeah. So what's cool? Yeah. So what's really cool is that we have these 250 pieces of art, and then you have a national juror that's looking at it and reviewing each of the pieces. And so the juror, who happens to be Jason Horace, he's the owner of Xanadu Gallery in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Oh, very cool.
He's our juror, and he actually, he's going to review all 250 pieces, but he's only going to select 150 for the event.
Okay.
And so he'll. He'll select the first through third place prize winners, and then what we decided to do this year is have a People's Choice Award where we allow the public to vote, and so we're going to actually display all 150 pieces of artwork on our website, and it'll give the opportunity for the public to go and take a look at what will
How fun. I mean, really, it's such a great, I mean, that's a great thing to do, because not only are they, you know, they're giving their art, but at the same time, people are going to find out, you know, more about who they are, because if they like it, they're going to know where to follow them.
Exactly.
Yeah, so it's really definitely a win-win.
It's a definite win-win.
Yeah, I love win-wins. That's what this show is all about. I love win-wins. Now, I know that we also have some tickets that you guys were nice enough to share with our show. Tell everybody about those.
Okay, so we have, you know, we have a general admission ticket at the event, which all proceeds go toward Studio Channel Island, so we can, you know, develop our programs within the organization and so forth, and really give back to the community. And so what would happen is, you know, when you go to the event, you'll have the opportunity of having an experience like no other, where you get this actually it's an Oscar-like appeal, where there's red carpet and you walk, you know, you walk up and there's food, there's entertainment, drink, music, lots of art to look at, and the opportunity to win giveaway prizes.
I love it. I love it. So, first of all, where do we get the tickets?
You can go to our website at www.studiochannelisland.org, and right on there you can click on to the event page and buy your tickets right on our website.
Right. And now, how much are they if they don't win them here?
So they are $200 a piece for general admission, and then there's a VIP ticket that's going for $300. And the VIP ticket that gives you access to the VIP area that's designated for our guests, as well as getting a early bird preview of the event. So you can take a look at the art in advance. So what would happen is, if you're a VIP, you would arrive at 5 o'clock versus 6 o'clock to get a preview of everything.
Okay. Wow, that sounds... Everybody needs to do the VIP, obviously, right? I love it. Now, let me ask you, you did one last year, and are a lot of the same artists coming back?
Actually, some might be coming back if they were juried in. I don't have the answer for that yet. We'll know more next week. But there are local artists that have participated. There are artists in residence that we have at our location in Camarillo that have participated as well. So you'll see many of those folks. But again, like I mentioned earlier, we've opened this up to a national and international artist audience. So it's going to be even bigger and better.
I love that. I there's something passionate about art. It's kind of lets people into your personality of what you like and who you are inside. I love that. Michael, will you stay on with us? We need to take a really quick break, but then when we come back, we can find out a little bit about what your responsibilities are as a CEO.
Certainly.
Okay, great. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I do want to remind you that we are here from 6 to 8 and then again from 2 to 3. All of our shows are completely different. I want to make sure that all of you are getting a newsletter that goes out every week. And what that will have in there is, one, chances more to win. But not only that, all these great events that we're talking about will be in there. And you can click on it. It's an email that will go to your email that will not be shared with anybody. But it just keeps you really in tune with everything that's happening right here in the 805. And I would love to, again, share a pair of tickets. That is Studio Channel Islands is hosting their annual, this is second annual, Collector's Choice fundraiser. And that is Saturday, March 12th from 6 to 9. And you'll be able to enjoy cocktails and dinner and view all the art. It's just going to be... And it's like, well, you have to have a pool to even like see who's going to be in there. We don't even know yet, right, Michael? Oh, okay. Well, Michael, we don't even know who's on there yet, right?
That's correct. I do not know who's on there yet.
All right. So it's a secret to all of us. So definitely we're going to want to attend that. All right. Stay with us. Again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. All you have to do is leave us your name and your number and what you're calling about, and one of our team members will get back with you. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Will you be stressed or serene in 2016? You know, we can't change what's outside of us or fix others. So how do we cope? Audrey Walzer's science-based Learn Mindfulness Meditation course has taught Kim Pagano and hundreds of others in the 805 the tools of mindfulness to downregulate the stress response, even when life gets difficult. Attend a free introduction to mindfulness and register now for upcoming classes in Westlake, Camarillo, and Ventura. Visit mindfulnessmeditationwithaudrey.com. Be serene in 2016. That's mindfulnessmeditationwithaudrey.com.
Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic dentistry. Holistic dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park, schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233.
Are you over your stubborn belly fat? Do you wish you could get the fat out in half a day without the risk of being put under or heavy surgical fee? Go to 805lipo.com and check out Dr. Adrian Lara's incredible deal for HD liposuction. It's 100% customer recommended and performed by a Harvard-trained surgeon, voted favorite med spa 2 years in a row by VC Star. So what are you waiting for? Go to 805lipo.com before the offer expires.
Now back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. We're talking with Michael right now, Michael Lantanzio. I hope I got that right. And he is the CEO of Studio Channel Islands. And we're talking about Collector's Choice event. And that's the Channel Islands Collector's Choice event. Of course, that is March 12th, 6 to 9. And it's their second annual fundraiser. And I'd love everybody to get over there and really just support this great event. I guess last year it was a sellout, correct?
Absolutely was.
Wow. Well, we're hoping for that again. Bigger and better. That's what we always say. So tell us about your responsibilities as the CEO and your vision for the transformation of Studio Channel Islands.
My vision is simple, and my role is pretty simple. It's really to just create a place for the artists to do what they do best, you know, bring the magic of art to life, and then obviously foster the connections with our community so that they could also experience what goes on at Studio Channel Island. And so there's a connection of community, artists, and culture.
And now, are you an artist?
I am not, but I am an artist enthusiast.
Okay, I love it. I love it. So do you collect art?
I do, actually. My wife and I, whenever we travel around the globe, wherever we go, we always purchase a piece of artwork and we make it a point that it's artwork from a local artist.
Mm, I love it. And does your wife and you guys have the exact same taste?
On some things we do. I would say there's a lot of, we complement one another in that respect.
But, yeah.
There are certain things that she has an eye for and certain things I have an eye for. So, it's all about in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah, no question. So let me ask you, can anybody else get in if they are an artist right now and they're listening, or is that closed?
It actually was closed about a week and a half
ago. Okay, so next year we'll have to do a little bit earlier, but that would be perfect, okay, because you got more than obviously enough, right? But for anybody that is an artist enthusiast would want to be here. And again, I want to make sure, can you tell us where is this exactly located?
Yeah, it's located at 2222 Ventura Boulevard in Old Town Camarillo.
Okay.
It's right there. I mean, you can't miss it. It's right off of either Carmen or Lewis.
Okay.
If you're coming down the 101 freeway.
Okay, great. I've been to a couple little shows there, but nothing like this, so I'm really excited. And so what sort of improvements are you hoping to make, and what sort of events do you see in Studio Channel Island's future?
There's definitely going to be a couple major fundraiser events. We have the gala that's going to occur later this year.
Mm-hmm.
But we have another amazing event that's coming up that's pretty cool. It's going to be an outdoor event on our campus, and it's called Arts Alive, and that's scheduled to happen on Saturday, June 4th, and that's pretty much an all-day event where artists get to exhibit their artwork in front of, a live public, and it's free admission to the event, and there will be, again, entertainment, different artists from around the country participating and exhibiting, and of course, our own artists in residence, which we're comprised of approximately 40-plus artists in residence just on our campus.
Wow. And when you say campus, where is that going to be?
Well, our site, we actually, we're definitely grateful to the Pleasant Valley School District for allowing us to lease from them. We're in a 20-year lease of an old school campus, an elementary school campus there on Ventura Boulevard. What we've done is we've transformed the campus from a school campus into a art studio and with a on-site gallery, which happens to be the largest in Ventura County.
Oh, wow. That's very cool. So let me ask you, from all of these artists that are coming in, and not only from Ventura, really now it's all over, correct?
That's correct.
Is there any similarity or is there something that kind of brings them all together?
Well, I would have to say that, with artists, they're so passionate about what they do as artists, and I think just they have the opportunity to engage in a community of artists, what I would refer to as an artist setting, a community for them to come together and foster connections amongst themselves and with community. It means a lot.
Yeah.
And it's a great opportunity for them to, show the public, their amazing talents and it does have an impact on society. I mean, I'm definitely an art lover myself, and I can definitely appreciate, when I look at a piece of art,
what the depth is to it, correct? Yeah. And what they were thinking or feeling at the time that they created it. And I love it. I'm so excited to be a part of this. I can't wait till March 12th. And again, that's March 12th, 6 to 9. And it's, of course, the art collection, the collector's choice. Again, can you give out the website where to buy tickets if they don't win them on my show?
It's www.studiochannelisland.org.
Okay. And if they want more information, they can get it all there? Okay, Michael, thank you so much for being a part of our show today. I hope that you share this with everyone, and I can't wait to grow with you, too.
Thank you, Kim.
Thank you. All right. We are at the end of this hour, and, of course, we've got a whole nother hour to go. And, of course, we're going to be talking with Dr. David Villarelle, and he is with BioDental Healing. He's one of our dentists that I'm telling you, this guy is so passionate. But not only that, is we're all about really trying to find our holistic approach to making our bodies feel better. Sometimes we forget about our dental, and there's things in there that can really make a big difference. And so David he's just so passionate. He's really given his life to doing this. And, of course, that's BioDental Healing. That is located right here in Newberry Park. Also, Jennifer Cooper Finnerty is going to be coming on, and we're going to be talking about the Kentucky Derby, and I want everybody to be able to be a part of that. And, of course, that is from Access TLC Foundation, and that's their mission. This is like one of their big events, and we'd love to invite you to that. And then lastly, we're going to be talking about Susan G. Komen, Race for the Cure, and that is the event with Mark Osmers. And so we're going to be finding out about that. I have a team out there. I want to invite you to be a part of this, and is all down at the Dodger Stadium, and that's March 12th. Love to get you out there. So again, I hope you stay tuned for our next hour. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, right here in the 805. And I'd love to, let's see, I want to tell you about our 2 o'clock show too. And that show is going to be another great show. We've got guests on all of them that are completely different. So again, I want to give out our phone number at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And what that does is all you have to do is call us and leave us your name and your number. And then one of our team members get back. You've actually, Elisa's been working with me now, and I'm so glad that you are part of this. You've been listening and talking to some of our guests, right?
And our winners. I have, and it's been really exciting, and it's passionate for me to connect people to, you know, the resources that they're looking for, and I've been enjoying it so much.
There you go. Well, I'm so glad that you are a part of it. Of course, we're going to end this show with a moment of happiness. Happiness is the art of never holding in your mind the memory of any unpleasant thing that has passed. And that's an art in itself. So I hope that you stay with us for our next hour. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, right here in the 805. I'll be right back.